it wasn't Love is a Many Splendid Thing. That is not the title of the book. The title of the book is A Many Splendid Thing. And it was not love. It was duty and love of the poor people. But they added that love is a many splendid thing. I said, it's A Many Splendid Thing. It was the poor people that I saw during the war with Japan and so on, what they were doing. That was the many splendid thing, not me. Every morning when I get up, the first thing I do is to run away from my mother and go on the street to see if there are any small bodies of babies dead. And I'm not telling you stories, I'm telling you what I saw, what I felt. And my mother hitting me because she gave me some food. I said, I'm not feeling hungry now, I'll take it with me. So I took it and I passed it on the street to poor babies. Every day I do that for 1 week. Then she finds out. I committed a great crime. I gave food to people who were hungry, dying of hunger. That was my young days. So I am happy that now this does not happen.
I'm Chiu Hui Im. I'm from Singapore. I'm 67 now. About 1952, I met my mother. She was introduced to me by a lady, an English lady called Mrs. Hill. She brought her to my house because she knew that I was not schooling at that time because my father was very poor. And so she brought Dr. Han Su into my house. And when that time when she saw me, she was very fond of me. And then she brought me back to school. And she took care of me ever since and through my school days. And she adopted me according to the Chinese custom. How she came to me, I think it's a miracle.
I am not amazing. I just think, well, wait and see. 你看吧,以后怎么样。现在人家都希望到中国去嘛。 No, it was stupid of the Americans to say, if you go to China, you can't go to America. I said, within the next 10 years, you'll all be going to China. 你看, stupid, ma. You go, you are a communist. Okay, I'm a communist. So what? So what? Voila. Finish. But I'm not a communist. I am not any politics, you see. Especially if you're a doctor like me. You see anybody, 你不先问他你是不是共产党或者你是不是什么什么什么。 Babies are babies.
I'm Mei Lu. You remember?
Oh, Mei Lu, I hardly knew you. Is this the little boy who was so ill?
But now it is my husband. Make him well, Dr. Han. We have no money, but we will sell the boy. Our little one is intelligent and well-made. We come from a good family.
We will do what we can, Mei Lu. But don't you ever try to sell your little boy.
Oh, you should have seen the China then. How can you forget to see babies dying of hunger? What do? And you bring it back and your mother says, throw it out. It's going to die. So what do?
You combine artistry with medicine, Dr. Han.
No, just with love and sympathy. You hear, Tambu Tang?
We can.
It's a great privilege to watch you.
Once I show her the film on the TV, you know, and she said, oh, I'm not that beautiful, you know, Jennifer Jones acted, you know, her part, and they said, I'm not that beautiful, this is not true. And she liked that film because it's about her life story. Her only comment is, I don't have those nice dresses to wear, you know, and I don't look so beautiful as the one in the film.
I think I was very lucky, you see, because after all, when I am 13, 14 years old, my mother says, your sisters are beautiful, so they will get married well. You are ugly, so you'll have to work. So I went. How old was I? 14 years old. How can I not believe my mother? Of course she did everything right, because everything she said or did in the end was okay for me. I don't care, you see. And what about the people who call you a métis, which means a half-caste, because you're, my mother is European, my father Chinese. What do you think of them? What do you think? I didn't tell them it was stupid. I said, oh, that's very interesting. I'll have to think about it. No, I wasn't being diplomatic. When I thought, he never came back.
That's foolish nonsense, unless you've changed your mind about me.
No, Mark. But I can't help asking myself what I will get out of this except to become a cheap Hong Kong Eurasian.
That could never be true, and I don't want you to say it.
Well, I will say it.
Then I've been wrong about you. I don't understand your thinking.
How could you? You're not Eurasian. Your pride and sense of dignity are not involved.
Of course they're involved. You're not something I picked up off the street. And you're oversensitive about being Eurasian.
But I don't want to be insulted. Because my mother, but she had great courage at that time to marry a Chinese. It was Boxer time, 1900.
Her first husband is called Tang Pao Wang. I know he was a soldier for the Kuomintang. Her second husband is called Mr. Komba. At that time, I was very young. I also don't know much about him. But for Vincent, Uncle Vincent, she really loved him a lot. When he died in 2003, she was very, very upset. Even until today, she's very disturbed by his death.
That's my husband. You can see he's very brown and untouchable in India. So I said, you're untouchable. Very good. So I said, I'm very glad nobody can touch you except me. I said, well. I was invited to Nepal by the king, and he was invited too, because he was building roads in Nepal and so on. But I know I was very lucky, because he's a very straight man. I can't believe that he's no more. Never mind.
In the house, you see nothing but books, you know. She got thousands of books in the living room, in the bedroom, in the study. She will never go to sleep without reading something, either a magazine or another book. She read newspaper from China. The China always send her newspaper, magazines. And she read three types of newspaper a day, the Chinese, the French, and the Heritage, you know, the English paper. She read three types of paper a day. And she got magazines from India, and other parts of the world, which her friends send her. People from all over the world, you know, even sometimes they even send a book to her with a self-addressed envelope and ask her to sign and send back, because they really love her, you know, and love her. Sometimes they send one of her old photographs and ask her to sign.
No, I consider stupid people who just want a letter from me so they can show it to people as if, and so on. Or want to tell me how to get money, how to have a true lover. That's the worst. Usually I tell them, thank you very much. I've had some lovers.
My name is Wilson. My mother is Chiu Hui Im, and her mother is Han Su In. So that makes me the grandson of Han Su In. When I first saw the film Love is a Many Splendid Thing, I was probably 12 or 13. Well, I don't think they would have videos then. I think it was on TV, probably a rerun. I have a very vague memory of that particular occasion, but I remember being at that age and watching a movie of this sort. It wasn't very exciting for me at first. Yeah, but subsequently, I think I watched the movie a few more times because, I mean, there were so many reruns. And I liked it. I liked it because I thought the movie was very well made. And the fact that it was actually based on grandmother's real life, and that made it a lot more interesting. She didn't really focus a lot on this particular book. I mean, there were a lot of other books that were a lot more meaningful to her and her relationship with some of the more important people of China itself. I don't know, I never got the feeling that she thought that this particular movie, Love is a Many Splendid Thing, was that significant part of her life.
Until today, I can never forget her, what she has done for me. I can never repay her for that. I hope that her books, her good deeds that she has done for China and for many, many children who need help, hope that she will be well remembered.
Oh, pity the poor people with their sad faces who have missed what we have.
You know, I was thinking last night of that line in Thompson's poem, tis your estranged faces that miss the many splendid thing.
How do you know what is a great love? How do you know it is a love? Then you have no greatest love. This is a way of trying to make yourself big. I go by what there is to do. I describe myself as a person who tries to live by their own brain and not the brain of others. No, I don't want to be remembered. What's the use of being remembered? I won't be there to say, yes, thank you, or anything.
We have not missed, you and I. We have not missed that many splendid things.